You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio for Friday. Copper's running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day. Happy Friday.
Did you hear the? Did you hear the like the proclamation almost from my mouth as I said we're at Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Sound the horns. Let the minstrels sing.
The first true autumn weekend.
I know, right? I mean, drove to the studio with the windows down at the Jeep, and I need to have the top off. This is the kind of day the Jeep was made for, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got an amazing show for you. So I'm going to tell you right now the triple dipper for the day. The triple dipper is this. Number one is that Democrat infighting is occurring at epic levels. Epic levels. I mean, Democrats are basically eating their own right now. It is amazing to watch. So the triple dipper, three stories you got to know. Number one, infighting is occurring at epic levels. Number two, the Biden administration seems really intent upon damaging military readiness, like they're going at it right now. And I'm going to give you some insights on this that may boggle your mind, but especially all you green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal right here in the listening area, you need to hear this. And then number three on the triple dipper today, three stories you got to know. The state legislature is going into special session, and they're going to spend about $1 billion, $1 billion, building new prisons for the state of Alabama. And I've got State Senator Clay Schofield, the majority leader, who also serves this listening area as a state senator, coming on at 4 p.m. to talk about it. You're going to want to hear that conversation and see where that goes. But listen, it is a full news day. I mean, I'm looking right now live here in the studio. I've got the news on Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, just literally came out a minute ago and basically attributed the problems at the border with systemic racism, and claimed that the Border Patrol agents, all three of them on horseback, are part of the issue and why we have problems, and he's throwing them under the bus. Those are his men throwing them under the bus. Well, what else do you expect from an administration that's doing everything it can to defund the police and dismantle the military? It's amazing to watch. But listen, I mean, there's so much else going on, but when I say that they're eating their own, when I say that Democrats are doing that, I mean, it really, as I was preparing for today's show and going through all of my usual machinations when I'm doing, you know, my prep, and I've got all the paperwork laid out. I got paper right here with a highlighter all over it. But listen, I got to tell you, it did bring back some memories, some of which may surprise you, because I remember when my kids were young and we would have their birthday parties. And I found a picture of Caitlin recently, my daughter, who's now 29. I found a picture of Caitlin recently when she was probably four at her party at the house with friends who are now all equally grown up. And years later, I remember, too, having a middle school party for her where we staged a camera scavenger hunt. We called it Polaroid Panic. And it was awesome, running all over town, getting pictures, doing certain things in certain places, and had a scavenger hunt to see who could get all the pictures made in record time. And I remember Josh's, my son, who's 31, I remember Josh's party where we staged the He-Man Backyard Olympics. So the He-Man Backyard Olympics had all kinds of games, you know, running events, BB gun shooting, free throws, and a huge trophy for the winner. But one party, there was one birthday party that stands out in my memory above most of them, and not necessarily for the right reasons. And that was Josh's preschool birthday party. And we learned the hard way, Charlene and I did, that apparently there's a rule of thumb that you never invite more kids than the age of your child. Like, you know, 3 years old, three guests. 5 years old, five guests. Kind of makes sense after the madness that occurred at his three-year-old party when we naively invited his whole preschool class, all 15 of them. 15 preschoolers. Just wow. We kind of hung on for a bit, but then all the kids wanted to see Josh's room. See Josh's toys, see Josh's closet, see Josh's bed, see Josh's whatever. And I stepped into the room to see Josh with a bit of a shocked look on his face standing in the middle of the room as 15 kids literally tore his room apart like a pack of ravenous feral dogs. One kid was just literally standing at the toy box, just grabbing toys out of the box and throwing them over his shoulder, not even looking at them, just like, what's he doing? Like he's trying to clean out the box, just throwing it. And I started to say something, and I realized there was nothing I could do or say. I mean, the mob had taken complete control. I just walked out and I looked at Charlene, who was staring at me sort of fearfully and asking me, what's going on in there? And I just replied with something that I was reminded of in Scripture. I said, yeah, and God struck the Midianites with confusion and they ran amongst themselves. Yeah, we have smaller birthday parties after that. But the running amongst themselves is why I tell that story today. That's what the thought that occurred to me, because I'm watching the news. I'm scanning all the sources. I'm listening to other shows. I'm doing all the prep work that I do for every show daily. And it gives me a much broader view now when I spend that kind of time in the news. And I've been noticing a trend. The Democrats are literally running amongst themselves in confusion at times, cutting each other down. I got some audio I'm going to play you in a little while that it goes right to my point. Well, listen, do you recall there's a biblical story? That's where I derived that phrase, running amongst themselves, from. In the Bible, there's one of my favorite characters. It was Gideon. And I won't tell his whole story for right now, but suffice to say, Gideon shocked the vast Midianite army with a much smaller force of his own by attacking them at night. Well, no one did that back in their day. And the Midianites were so confused, the Bible says in Judges chapter 7 that the whole camp of Midianites jumped up in the dark, and in confusion, they began to fight amongst themselves. Well, I'm watching right now as the Alabama Democrat Party can't even field a statewide candidate. The Alabama Democrat Party is in court with itself, fighting each other for control of the party through legal action. Ongoing legal battles that have only added to their woes as a viable party after the national DNC put them on notice a few years ago and even stripped them of their voting rights at the national convention. Just running amongst themselves. But I'm seeing it nationally as well. The Democrats are warring with each other. They're trying to do things like defunding Israel's defense support for the Iron Dome and then getting immediate backlash for it within their own ranks, resulting in a standalone bill that passed the very next day with a rebuke for the other members of the Democrat Party who had refused to pass it before. Or how about Biden's entire domestic agenda? The entire agenda contained in two bills. Well, Ilhan Omar, yeah, one of my favorite members of Congress, says the whole thing is in jeopardy because the Progressive Caucus feels slighted. The whole thing is in jeopardy. This is awesome. What about the diminishing protection of the liberal media for the Biden administration? That's right. Pundits are now beginning to question. Jen Psaki was taken aback by harsh questioning from one of her usual sure allies. The White House press corps filed a grievance against them. Biden won't answer their questions, and they are just running amongst themselves. Well, the question is, too, what will Republicans do with this moment? In the biblical narrative of Gideon, he blew the trumpet, and he pursued the ragged Midianite army until they were fully defeated. In other words, he capitalized on the moment. He saw what was before him, and he did not allow them to regain their balance. But I got to be honest with you, Republicans are often known for snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. It was just recently that 19 of our U.S. Senate Republicans joined the Democrats in giving President Biden a gift by helping pass his $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill. I mean, if they had held out, we might not be waiting around right now to see how Biden's agenda is going to go, because it would already be over. So when your enemy is confused, running amongst themselves, you don't stop and offer them a respite. You press the advance. You exploit the weaknesses in their lines. You mass on the proper places and you extend forward, no letting up until the battle is won. That is not to say you can't be professional and courteous and care about the person. It's the causes they're fighting for that we're dealing with. This is a key time in our nation's history. The effects of the pandemic, the overreach of the federal government, the debacle in Afghanistan, the loss of life, the southern border in chaos, foreign policy in tatters, domestic spending out of control, the whole Biden Build Back Better plan is fracturing and potentially failing, and Biden's own polling right now is at an all-time low. Republicans, I'm just telling you, don't screw this up. The Democrats are running amongst themselves. They are locked in infighting. They are sacrificing their agendas because they refuse to agree with each other and because many of them are scared of being tied down to Biden's policies or his low poll numbers. Republicans in D.C. and here in Alabama have an opportunity right now to be philosophically constrained. They can be truly conservative and principled. They can let the Democrats be their own undoing. Just stay the course. And don't give them a moment's rest. And all the Democrat foibles and follies, right now they're self-inflicted. They're running amongst themselves. And we need to pursue. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, they are. I'm going to come back from this, and we're going to start talking about this whole notion that there's You know, I said the triple dipper today. The triple dipper, three stories you got to know that the Democrat infighting is occurring at epic levels. I got some audio. I got some stories. I got some that are sort of out of the mainstream that are going to clearly define what I've been talking about. We got a whole show for you, stuff that you're going to want to know, things that give you the ability to go to that water cooler conversation fully armed. And we're Right Side Radio, where we're solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.